Last year I shot a videotape. They sent me to jail for 30 days, for 31 days for it. And now the U.S. attorney wants to send me back despite the fact that the final decision from the Ninth Circuit of Appeals hasn't come in yet. It's a scary times for democracy and a free press.
That was independent media activist Josh Wolf on Democracy Now! Last year. Josh, a 24-year-old from San Francisco, is back in prison, and last week he became the longest-serving prisoner in U.S. history for refusing to divulge his sources. The courts are demanding that he hand over video footage he shot of a solidarity action with the anti-G8 protesters in Scotland in 2005. Judges who have imprisoned Josh claim that Wolf does not claim that he filmed anything confidential, nor that he promised anyone anonymity or confidentiality. Therefore, this case does not raise the usual concerns in cases involving journalists. Josh, however, disagreed and said that if he were to hand over the videotape, he'd basically be nothing more than a government stoolie, and that it would have a chilling effect on myself, gaining access and trust with contacts, and have chilling effect on journalists in general, knowing their information can be subpoenaed at any moment.
What would you do if they asked you to rat on your friends? Do you think the means will justify your ends? 'Cause now the revolution is televised before our eyes. Free Josh Wolf.
The campaign to free Josh Wolf is gathering momentum, but at this stage the court appears to be determined to deprive Josh of his freedom until he parts with the tape. It is alleged that a policeman was seriously injured on the protest, but Josh is adamant that his footage does not cover the assault and that he was, in any case, nowhere near the scene. Another claim is that there was an attempted arson attack on a police car. Josh has offered to allow the judges to see the tape in a private sitting so that they can satisfy themselves that neither incident is recorded, but they have so far refused his offer. An earlier video shot by Josh has been used as evidence in a police brutality trial, and the more cynical among us might wonder if that has anything to do with the draconian measures being applied to him. His attorney, Ben Rosenfeld, highlights a few other possible explanations.
Well, there are a couple threads coming together here. In Josh's case particularly, he's the victim of a general federal stepped-up campaign of harassment against activists and dissidents, and particularly in this case, against anarchist activists. And this was an anarchist-organized protest. And he's also the victim of an increased campaign of government harassment against journalists in this kind of, in this new world in which we're living, which the government expects and demands total obeisance by everybody in society, and now including by journalists. Their rights are very weak under federal law, but they're not non-existent. And the court, in this case, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and before that, the District Court, failed to recognize that they do have First Amendment rights.
Josh remains determined not to be bullied by the courts, and we end the piece with a recording of the final moments of a speech written by Josh that was read out at a rally to demand his freedom.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even tacitly take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus. And you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. Thank you. And I look forward to returning to San Francisco just as soon as the government comes to its senses and realizes that I will not, that I cannot be coerced. Thanks again. Josh Wolf. Free Josh Wolf.
More information, with details of the campaign website and information on how to write to Josh, can be found on www.indymedia.org.uk. This is FTP for the Indie Media Global Report on Resonance 104.4 FM.